Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 2, The Godhood of Jesus. What did Jesus claim about himself? The real controversy surrounding Jesus was never his kindness, his miracles, or his teachings. It was his identity. Jesus did not present himself as a figure to be endlessly speculated about. He spoke and acted in ways that compelled response. While many today attempt to frame him merely as a wise teacher, moral reformer, or prophetic voice, the record of Scripture does not allow that reduction. Jesus consistently said things that moved far beyond the boundaries of an ordinary man. One of the clearest examples appears in John's Gospel when Jesus declared, "Before Abraham was, I am," John 8:58. This was no casual statement about age or existence. It echoed the divine name revealed to Moses at the burning bush. "I am who I am," Exodus 3:14. Those listening understood the weight of his words immediately, which is why they picked up stones to kill him. They did not hear confusion. They heard a claim to deity. Jesus also claimed authority that belongs to God alone. When a paralyzed man was brought to him, he first said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Mark 2:5. The scribes rightly understood the implication. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Mark 2:7. Jesus then healed the man publicly, demonstrating that his authority was not empty speech. He possessed power both to forgive and to command restoration. At another time, Jesus said plainly, "I and the Father are one," John 10:30. Once again, the reaction was immediate hostility. His hearers recognized this as far more than a statement of agreement or cooperation. It was a declaration of shared divine identity. When Philip asked to be shown the Father, Jesus answered, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." John 14:9, no prophet, priest, or king of Israel ever spoke in such terms. Jesus did not merely point people toward God, he revealed God in himself. And near the cross, Jesus prayed, "Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." John 17:5. Here he speaks not as one beginning his story in Bethlehem, but as one who shared eternal glory with the Father before creation itself. These were not misunderstood remarks or isolated expressions. They form a consistent pattern. Jesus spoke as one conscious of divine identity, divine authority, eternal existence, and unique unity with the Father. That is why people responded so strongly to him. Some worshiped, others raged, but very few who heard him closely remained neutral. Jesus was not simply announcing a way to God. He was revealing that God himself had come. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.